Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord is good all the time. And all the time, the Lord is good. I want to welcome each and every one of us to another episode on PSD Experience. It is my prayer that the Lord will bless us mightily in the name of the Lord Jesus. I remain your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo, PSD. It is my prayer that the Lord will bless us through his words today. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we say thank you for this opportunity given unto us once again to learn at your feet. We pray, O God, that your word will bring light, will bring life, and will give unto us understanding in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You are welcome. On today on this episode, I will be sharing with us what I titled Positioning for Unstoppable Victory. Positioning for Unstoppable Victory. It is my prayer that the Lord will grant unto us insight and understanding in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bible speaking from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 57. I'll be reading from the New Living Translations. The scripture says that, but thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. But thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to, from these scriptures, we can see that we got our victory as a believer, as Christians. We have gotten our victory from the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So, for any man to long for unstoppable victory, it still shows that such a man still has one or two battles that he or she is expecting victory over. For any man to long for unstoppable victory, it shows that such a man have one or two battles that he or she still need to win. So there is reality of battle in the life of every man that is expecting unstoppable victory. If you are not having a battle, there is no need for victory. That means the person is already victorious. But if we are expecting victory, we are expecting unstoppable victory, then there is a reality of battles in our lives. And it is important for us to know that for unstoppable victory to happen in any man's life, there must be an unusual happening. Unstoppable victory comes as a result of an unusual happenings. Unstoppable victory doesn't just come like that. It comes as a result of unusual happenings. If you check from Genesis to Revelation, if you check people that have unstoppable victory, you will see that something unusual happened before they experienced their unstoppable victory. And for us in this our generation, in this dispensation, one of the unusual happenings that guarantees our unstoppable victory had already happened, and that is the birth, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. From that 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 57, we can see there that the scripture says that, but thank God, it gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. The victory that we got there comes as a result of the birth, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Then we had the victory. So the birth, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ happened to be an unusual happening in the life of humans, in the history of human. It has never happened to anyone, and it will never happen to anyone that someone will be given birth to by a virgin. No, it only happened to Jesus Christ, and it will only happen to Jesus Christ. Number two is the kind of death Jesus Christ died, and the resurrection. It is an unusual happening that only happened to Jesus Christ, and that will only happen to Jesus Christ. So many men have tried to do this kind of thing, but they have always failed. So this unusual happening of the birth, the death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ had given us the victory that we needed. However, due to some things, so many believers are still having challenges, are still struggling to experience their own unstoppable victory. Not that this unstoppable victory has not been given to them, but they are still finding it hard to experience it. Battles of life, challenges of life is still seriously dealing with them, still giving them blow, still knocking them down. Why is this happening? Why is this happening to them? Is it because they have been rejected? Is it because they have been exempted from this victory? No. It is not because they have been exempted from this victory that Jesus Christ has given to us. It is just because they have failed to position themselves for the manifestation or for the experiencing of this unstoppable victory. Because the Lord Jesus Christ has given us this victory, that does not mean it will come automatically. We have to position ourselves in order for us to enjoy this unstoppable victory. In order for us to experience this unstoppable victory, there must be a positioning. Without that positioning, it is not possible. It will never be possible for any believer to experience this unstoppable victory that we are talking about. So, what we'll be discussing today is we'll be talking about what are the positions that Christians should take in order for us to experience our unstoppable victory. What are the positions Christians should take in order to experience our unstoppable victory? Like I said, without positioning ourselves for this unstoppable victory, definitely unstoppable, we cannot experience it. We have to position ourselves for it. So, number one position we have to take in order for us to experience our unstoppable victory, number one position is that we should live a righteous life. I target righteous living. Position number one, righteous living. The Bible speaking from Psalm 34, it's a popular scripture, Psalm 34 verse 19, the scripture says that the righteous man faces many troubles. Listen, righteous living. You want to experience unstoppable victory? Listen to this verse. Note it inside your scripture. It says, the righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to rescue each time. He didn't say the trouble will not come. He didn't say the man will not have problem. But he says, the righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. So there is no how a righteous man, there is no how we position our life as a righteous man or we live a righteous living that unstoppable victory will not be ours. Unstoppable victory will not be ours if only we stopped living a righteous life. So the number one position we should take as a believer in order for us to experience unstoppable victory is that we should live a righteous life, righteous living. And I would like to expatiate on this righteous living a little by telling us the biblical description of who a righteous man is. The Bible gave a lot of definition or a lot of explanation to who a righteous man is. Who a righteous man is. The characteristics of a righteous man. So very quickly, let us talk about the qualities of a righteous man, characteristics of a righteous man. From Genesis chapter 15, another popular scripture that we used to quote, I will just read it from here. Genesis chapter 15 verse 6, reading from New Living Translations. The Bible says something that is our number one quality of a righteous man. The Bible says, and Abraham believed the Lord, and the Lord counted him as righteous because of his faith. I'll read again. And Abraham believed the Lord, and the Lord counted him as righteous because of his faith. So number one quality of a righteous man is that a righteous man is a man of faith. A righteous man has faith in God. A righteous man is a man that believes in God, that no matter what is happening around, he or she believes in God. So a righteous man has faith in God. That is Genesis chapter 15 verse 6. We can just note that in our for further reading. Genesis chapter 15 verse 6, Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. That is another version. Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. So there is no how we live a righteous life. There is no how we position our life. We position our life to be a righteous man, to be a righteous person. That unstoppable victory will not be ours. But the moment we stop living a righteous life, in one or two battles, three battles, we will surely be defeated. because the promise of God from that Psalm 34 is that even if a righteous man has a problem, anytime the righteous man has a problem, it's a promise of God that he will always deliver. So a righteous man is a man that has faith in God. Is a righteous man. A righteous man is a man that has faith in God. So that is number one quality of a righteous man. So number two quality of a righteous man. Don't forget what we are talking about. We are talking about positioning ourselves for in order for us to experience our unstoppable victory. And number one position we are to take is to live a righteous life. And what we are discussing presently is the qualities of a righteous man. Number one quality of a righteous man is that a righteous man is a man that has faith in God. That is Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. Number two quality of the righteous man. Number two quality of a righteous man is that a righteous man is a man that is obedient to God's law and instruction. A righteous man is a man that is obedient to God's law and instructions. A righteous man is a man that is obedient to God's laws and instruction. Bible speaking from Psalms again. Psalm number 1 is a popular scripture, but I would like us to read it. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. It says, "Ho, the joy of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do." These are the qualities of a righteous man. It says that a righteous man is a man that delights in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. So a righteous man is a man that is obedient to God's laws and instructions. We can also see in that Micah chapter 6. Let me quickly open it. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Micah chapter 6, verse 8 says that. It says that, "No, O people, the Lord has told you what is good, and this is what he requires of you: to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with him." So these are the things the Lord wants us to do. This is the position the Lord wants us to take as a righteous man. He wants us to have faith in him. He wants us to obey his laws and instructions. So number one quality of a righteous man is that a righteous man is a man that has faith in God. Number two quality of a righteous man is that a righteous man is the man that is obedient to God's laws and instructions. So a righteous man strives, makes it a point of duty, makes it an utmost priority to obey God's commandment. Even in the face of difficulties, they still try to make to obey God's laws and commandments and instructions. To obey God's laws and instructions and commandments. He lives a life that pleases the Lord. A righteous man lives a life that pleases the Lord. Even with these 2 points, we can please ourselves on his scheme. Whether we are a righteous person, whether we are a righteous man, or we are not a righteous man. So if you are a righteous man, you know that definitely unstoppable victory will be yours. But if from these 2 points alone, you can decode that, oh, you are not sure if you are right with the Lord, then you see why you are not experiencing your unstoppable victory. So the three ways that instructions of the Lord comes to a man, let me quickly share that. Three ways that instruction of the Lord comes to a man: it comes through his word, it comes through his servant, and it comes through revelation. The three must be biblically based before you can agree that they are God's instructions. So if the word, if what you are seeing or the instruction you are hearing, the revelation you saw is not biblically based, it's not Bible based, then you should check it out very well so that you will not miss, you will not go into error. So that is number two quality of a righteous man. A righteous man is a man that is obedient to God's laws and commandments, God's laws, commandments, and instructions. Number three quality of a righteous man is that a righteous man is a morally upright man. There is no way you'll be obedient to God's law, there is no way you'll be obedient to God's instructions from that Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, that you will not be upright, you will not be morally upright. there is no how, there is no how. You will be morally upright once you follow God's laws and instructions. Reading again from that Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. Let me quickly read verse 2. It now said that, okay, let me read from verse 1. It said, blessed is the one who does not walk in step and with, who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the ways that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his laws, on his law day and night. So this kind of person, once they meditate on the word of the Lord day and night, they definitely will be morally upright. Then again, Proverbs chapter 11 verse 3 tells us something. He said, the integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. So if the integrity of an upright man guides them, that means even when they face challenges while they are being upright, while they are keeping their integrity, then definitely it's going to guide them, it's going to rescue them. So a righteous man, number one, is that a righteous man is a man that has faith in God. Number two, a righteous man is a man that is obedient to God's laws and instruction. Number three, is a righteous man is a man that is morally upright. And number four, where I will round it up for today's podcast, is that a righteous man is a man that is full of compassion. A righteous man is a man that is full of compassion. You cannot claim to be all right if you don't have compassion. So that is Proverbs chapter 21 verse 21 speaking there. Scripture says, whoever pursues righteousness and love find life, prosperity and honor. Whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity and honor. So there is no how you want to find righteousness, there is no how you want to claim to be righteous if you don't have compassion, if you don't have love for people. So when we claim to be righteous, we must have compassion and mercy on people. There is no how you want to claim to be righteous when you don't have mercy and compassion on people. It's so unfortunate that we have Christians nowadays that whatever they say is that I don't care. We hear something like I don't care, am I the one that caused their problem, am I the one that caused this problem? No, we don't have to come from that perspective if we want to experience unstoppable victory, because in living a righteous life, which happened to be one of the positioning for experiencing our unstoppable victory, we have to live a righteous life. And what one of the qualities of a righteous man is that a righteous man is full of compassion and mercy. A righteous man is a man that is full of compassion and mercy. So on this episode, we will be stopping here by the special grace of God. We continue on the next episode of PSD Experience as we are considering presently positioning for unstoppable victory. So number one point that we discuss in positioning for unstoppable victory is that we should live a righteous life. That is the position we should take. We should take the position of righteous living. And under it, we have been able to emphasize on the characteristics, the quality of a righteous man from the scriptures. And we're able to talk about number one quality, that a righteous man is a man that has faith in God, Genesis chapter 15 verse 6. Number two is that a righteous man is a man that is obedient to God's laws and instructions. God's law and instructions, that is Psalms 1 verse 1 to 3. Then Micah chapter 6 verse 8. Then number three is that number three qualities of a righteous man is that a righteous man is a man that is morally upright. That is Proverbs chapter 11 verse 3 and Proverbs chapter 20 verse 7. We can read that. And number four, where we will be stopping for today, is that a righteous man is a man that is full of compassion and mercy. It is my prayer that the Lord will minister to our lives, that the Lord will bless us, he will interpret these words into our life in order for us to experience our unstoppable victory in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for joining me on this episode. The Lord bless you and keep you in the name of the Lord Jesus.